Good afternoon, Winter Park High School Freshman Concert Band, and welcome to your FBA District 8 Concert Music Performance Assessment here at Edgewater High School. This is Paula Thornton from Jacksonville, and I'm very happy to have the opportunity to share some comments with you today as you present your performance. You're being introduced now, and I'll be right back with you. All right, here we go. Good luck. Nice dynamic contrast from the intro to the first strain. I believe you're bringing the counter line out more second time, which is a great idea. I would make contrast even more evident. Nice contrast and dynamic there. Make sure in measure 32, I guess it is, that you don't push to that upper note there, right there. Yatta D. Wait for it and put it right on the beat. I still would try to find ways to create more difference between the repeated strains. Whoops, the key did change. Flutes and saxes. Yeah, I would go for an even softer and more lyrical legato trio. Make sure that we don't have any random acts of slurring. Energy, good tempo. I enjoyed that aspect of your playing. The thing, I think the introduction, we had one little, some players who went dee, da, 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 instead of ta-da, da. So make sure that you don't randomly put in slurred figures when they are actually supposed to be articulated. I didn't hear a whole lot of that, just a couple of instances. More contrasts would be great, and more differences between the first time and the second time through repeated strains. Generally speaking, I know that you're a ninth grade band, and I can hear the not immaturity, but the lack of great maturity in some of your sounds. So that's something that you just continue to work on refining. All right, Red River Valley. Okay, intonation issues big time between clarinets and flutes. No articulation there. Some people are tonguing where we should be slurring. Nice job on the tenor sax, euphonium line in 8. Nice treatment. The end of the phrase. Yeah, when you have repeated notes, you have to push the air through the line and make sure that those notes are connected, even though you're having to lightly articulate them. We need a little bit more of a change in style at 21. Yeah, I didn't really hear a declamatory style. Yeah, across bar lines, sometimes we're randomly tonguing where there's supposed to be a slur trumpets. Again, articulation between two of the same notes under a slur have to be very, very connected. Yep. Take more time at the end. Keep the support. Yeah, flutes continue to work on your focus. And thinking the word pure or prue, P-R-U, to focus the embouchure forward. You may have to think about pushing your jaw forward a little bit, but to try to refine that sound, it's a very open, big aperture right now, and you need to focus the aperture. You can look in a mirror and see you don't want a pear-shaped or a elliptical aperture. You want it to be as close to round. Just think of a thread of air so that you can focus that in and get that pitch working a little bit better for you as a result of the better tone quality. Stylistically, we had some challenges with that because of lack of connection of notes and adherence to the prescribed articulations. Da, da. Articulations become very, very important here. You can't slur three notes there, trumpets, if it's supposed to be slurred to tongue one. D, da, da is very different from D, da. Okay, good job, saxophone soloist. Work on opening your sound up, rounding it out just a little bit more. Maybe experiment with taking a little bit more mouthpiece. Four notes slurred in measure 5/0. Nice oboe solo. Keep working on opening your sound. Yeah, make sure euphonium, that you get that A natural down to the F at the end of your solo. Oh, nice trumpet sound. Be careful with the articulations. A little bit harsh on the articulations. It says lightly. Keep it coming, woodwinds. Good. It started off strong. Make sure it stays clarified. Yeah, longer lines on this augmented trumpet statement of the theme. And, check your rhythm and measure 94, please. That's a nice little piece. I like it. I think 94 was fine. I'm looking in the wrong place. Some really good potential here for development, and I know what, you know, a freshman band is, that's exactly what that's all about. Some really great starts on quality tone in most sections. just make sure that as you grow into your maturity as a high school musician, that you are referring to recordings of great performers on your instrument. Your band director can certainly help you locate those, but, you know, the military bands based in Washington, D.C., and orchestral, professional orchestral players, and recordings of orchestras and of the military bands. It's a great way to go to listen and find something to emulate and see if you can come closer to creating more characteristic sounds with appropriate articulations and ideas about shaping melodic lines linear, in a linear fashion rather than so horizontal. Vertical. So yeah, lots of good stuff. A few places where you might consider articulations, whether you slur or tongue a certain note, you might consider that a detail, but it really isn't. It's a requirement that you play those things exactly as they are written. So encourage you to make sure you're paying attention to all aspects of the performance. And then the middle number stylistically, just making sure that that you're taking advantage of the opportunities for really great expression through that piece. It's a really, really well done arrangement and very, very beautiful. Okay, so I hope some of those comments have helped, and I certainly wish you the best in your continued growth.